Fire crews continue to battle the first major wildfire to hit the Kenai Peninsula this year at mile 17 of East End Road outside of Homer. More than 100 firefighters, including smoke jumpers and helicopter crews, are on the scene. Officials are now evacuating homes closest to the fire. KBBI's Casey Kelly reports.
State Division of Forestry spokesman Matt Weaver says winds picked up around 2 p.m. The size increased from approximately 70 acres this morning to about 300 this afternoon. In addition, some spot fires have started to occur on the north side of East End Road.
The fire managers have pulled back into a more defensive kind of a mode. They're assigning squads to contain those spots. We don't want to let those get away on the north side. They're also doing structure protection on a subdivision off to one side of the fire. So total number of structures under structure protection now is approximately 20.
The increase in activity prompted officials to close the road at mile 14 and call for evacuations east of mile 16. Residents were being told to head to the Voznesenka School in the Russian community at the end of East End Road.
There are some evacuations that the state troopers are conducting in that subdivision adjacent to the fire.
Mike Flora's house on Moonrise Street at about 16 and a half mile East End Road is one of those being threatened. He said that he and his neighbors were packing up and preparing to leave Tuesday night when the fire first started. Two of his sons, who live in other parts of Homer, came to help.
We had about everything we could grab in our cars and trucks that we had time to put in our arms and run out the door with. And you're making all these kind of peculiar split-second value decisions about which painting and, you know, which thing to grab.
Flora says he thought they might have to evacuate Tuesday night, but fire crews, who he says he can't speak highly enough of, managed to keep the fire at bay.
The fire was kept away from my house, and then the two or three houses below me were looked like they were in trouble, but the guy started a backfire, and that was successful. So it was almost right at our porches here, and the backfire kept the main body of the fire away. It was jumping from tree to tree, and then pretty spectacular.
Forestry's Weaver says firefighters have been challenged by rugged terrain, shifting winds, and no shortage of dry grass and other fuels to feed the blaze. Even if they are able to contain it, he says Division of Forestry will be on scene for a couple of days to make sure the fire is completely out.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at several burning periods, and resources are continuing to move into the area, and logistically there have not been any glitches. So resources are moving from across the state down to the southern Kenai.
The cause of the fire appears to be electricity from a downed power line. Homer Electric Association shut off power to about 290 homes east of mile 17 after it started. HEA is working with Division of Forestry on an investigation. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.